Yeah, so we're on Ayin Kef on the Beis by the Mishnah. Okay, so we've been talking so far about the various dinim of the Torah, and so now, so we dealt with how much bread needs to come with it, and at what point that bread becomes kodesh and so forth. So now some more dinim about sort of like unusual cases involving a Torah. The Mishnah says, Vlad Toida, number one, if you have a baby of a Toida, now a Toida is much like a shlomim, in particular it can be a male or female animal, so it could well be a female, and in that case Rashi Saviad says, so suppose, for example, that you designated an animal that was already pregnant as a Toida, and then it gave birth, so we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do with that baby. Utmurasa, or another case would be the Tmura, of a Torah, where the Torah tells us in the Parashas Bechukotai that you're not allowed to, if you have one animal for a korban, you're not allowed to exchange it for another one. But if you do, then the person who does that gets malchus. We'll learn about it in the Sefer Tmura next year, Rez Hashem, later this year.
Vlad
Torah is a baby. Tmurasa is a person had one animal for a Torah, and he said, I want to exchange this animal for a different animal. So the Torah tells us it's also the person gets malchus for it. What happens is, v'hoyahu tmurasa yakodesh, the original animal and the second animal both have kedusha, although there are, and usually that means the second one is going to be brought to the korban as well, however there are sometimes some differences, and here with the Torah, one is one of those cases where there's such a difference. A third case, hifrish Torah v'avda, a third case would be a person set aside an animal for a Torah, v'avda, and then the animal got lost, and then he set aside another one, he said the first one was lost, so he had to designate another one, and then he found the first one. So then in all those cases, in all those cases, the second animal does have to be brought as a korban, however you don't bring the bread of a Torah along with it. We'll see in the Gemara the exact cases when you do and when you don't. But it, basically, the idea is that in these three cases, you only bring bread together with the original animal that was supposed to be a Torah, not with the Vlad, not with the Tmura, and not with the replacement animal. No, it's because there's a difference. The Tmura is where he has the original animal there, and he says, I want to exchange, I want to take off the Kedusha from this one, and put it on this one. You can't do that. You don't have the ability to take off the Kedusha of the old one unless it developed a mum. And even then, you can't make a tmura of it. You have to be it on money or whatever, on kesef or shava kesef or whatever.
What is the other category?
So the other category we're talking about is a person designated a particular animal, then he lost it. So he says, oh, well, okay, I still have to be matched with my korban, so I'll designate another animal. Then the original one turned out. So now what we're saying is that actually Rashi Saviad says that what we mean is over here So suppose, for example, you were matched with the second one and then the first one turned up, or vice versa, if you were matched with so there's two cases. One would be if you were matched with the second one, the replacement one, and then you found the original one. The other possibility would be that you found the second one, now you have both of them available, and now you were matched with the first one, and now the question is what to do with the second one, given that you did designate the second one as a korban to replace the first one. So we're saying in all those cases, ain't it to own a lechem, you do have to bring it as a korban, however you don't bring the 40 loaves of bread. Shenema, as a
positive.
Well, so it is and it isn't. It doesn't have the dinim of a Torah as far as the 40 loaves of bread. However, it still has the rest of the dinim of a Torah, in particular that it can only be eaten for one day and one night, unlike the day that the korban is brought on the following night, unlike if it was a regular shlomim, where it was to be eaten on the next day as well. So it still has that dinim. Shenema, the reason is because the pasuk says, v'hikriv al zevach ha-Torah, because the pasuk says he should offer together with the korban Torah, from which we learn, ha-Torah to'un alechem, it means only the Torah itself requires bread, v'lei vlad, v'lei chiluf, v'lei tmurasa, to'un alechem. Not the vlad, not the chiluf, which is, again, where one was lost and you set aside another one to substitute for it, and not the tmura, where you have the original one available, and you say, I want to take off the kedusha from one and put it on the other. That's the thing, you can't.
But okay, it's not a Torah.
Okay, listen. In all these three cases, the second one has, to a certain extent, the dinim of a Torah. In the case of Vlad, because the Vlad of Kodshim, it has, to a certain extent, the din of Kodshim. In the case of the Chiluf, it has the din of Kodshim because you've designated it should be to replace the original one that got lost. And the case of the Tmura, you did something illegal because the Torah tells you, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oisai. Nevertheless, if the person did, he's chayev malchus, but nevertheless, the Tmura is effective not as far as taking away the Kedusha from the original one, but as far as putting Kedusha on the second one, it has that effect.
It acquires Kedusha.
It acquires Kedusha. But in all those cases, we're saying that it's not true that because the Torah says, v'hikriv al zevach ha-toida, we're either, some of the Mephoshim say we're learning from the hay of ha-toida, which means only the original toida, not any of these other ones. Others say we learn it from the word al zevach. Whatever it is, the point is that we're learning, maybe from al zevach, because those words are extra, could just say v'hikriv ha-toida, or whatever, v'hikriv al-ha-toida, whatever. So the point is that we learn from that only the original one does it apply to, but not any of these three kinds of secondary ones. So now let's get into the Gemara and we'll discuss the details. Turn it up one, we learn in a Braita. First of all, how do we know these dinim? Mahu oimer toida yakriv, imal toida yakriv is in parenthesis because we shouldn't be good with it. So like this, the half a pasuk that we're going to deal with, that we're going to be analyzing here in the Gemara goes as follows. Im al toida yakrivenu, if the person is offering the korban as a toida, v'hikriv al zevach ha-toida, then he should offer together with the zevach ha-toida the 40 loaves of bread. So let's analyze those words, im al toida yakrivenu, v'hikriv al zevach ha-toida, those 8 words, we're going to be analyzing. So, like this, it just says the word toida, and it says the word yakrivenu, where the word yakrivenu can be broken down into the word toida, okay, we need, but the word yakrivenu is kind of extra. It could have said imal toida, v'hikriv al zevach ha-toida. So we don't need the word yakrivenu, and we can break it down into 2 things. Yakriv, which means you should offer, and nu, which means it. So that yakriv, well, it could have said yakriv, I'd say fine, but yakrivenu, the nu amounts to the same thing as oisai. It's a meal, basically. It means only this, but nothing else. So first of all, it means like this. Minayim makrish toidosiv al-mishnah. So how do we know the concept that we said in our Mishnah? Well, first, before we get to our Mishnah, minayim makrish toidosiv al-mishnah. How do we know if a person designated an animal for a toida, v'avda, then he lost it, the hefresh acheres tachseah, he designated another animal instead of it, the nimse tarishonah, then he finds the first one, v'areshtein oinde, so now both of them are standing in front of him. So minayin she'eza mehen she'yuta yakriv v'lachma ima. So how do we know that he has the choice to be able to be makriv whichever one that he wants together with the bread? Now remember, like this, he originally designated this animal to go together with the bread. It got lost. He designated a different one. And if the first one hadn't turned up, he would have been makriv the second one with the same 40 loaves of bread.
And that would have been a toida?
That would have been a toida, sure. He would have been yoked to his toida. So now, like this, he has both animals in front of him and only one set of bread. So how do we know that he can pick whichever animal he wants, the original one or the second one, and be makriv it with the 40 loaves? Talmud Lomar, ha-toida yakriv, therefore, the pasuk says, the toida he offers. In other words, whichever one is valid as a toida. Right now, he hasn't yet brought his toida. He still has the obligation on himself to bring a toida. Therefore, either one of them equally well could serve as a toida. So therefore, so that's what we learn from the word toida yakriv, that either one of them is valid. Yochol shetei shniya tuna lechem. Next, then, we would think, though, that, okay, so he's not with the first one.
See, there's only the first one.
No. Toida means any one that's capable of being a toida. Both of them are capable of being a toida right now because they were both designated as a toida. And remember, a toida, later on in the Sugya, we're going to talk about chatas. The chatas is a bit of a different case because a chatas, you can't bring the neder and a dover. You can't bring a chatas voluntarily.
So a
chassas, you can't bring the neder and a job. If a person is high of a chassas, he's high of only one chassas and no more than one. So there, if you have cases where he lost it and found it and so forth, then it gets a little more complicated. But here, with a toida, a person can bring as many toidas as he wants. So the point is, either one of these animals is equally suited to be a toida. And therefore, the word toida yakriv teaches us that you can do that. You can pick whichever one you want and be makriv as a toida together with the 40 loaves.
What does toida mean? Of course you can just offer one.
No, because you would think maybe you have to offer only the first, maybe you have to offer only the first one, maybe you have to offer only the second one as a toida. No, therefore, you need the pasuk to tell us that you can pick whichever one you want. But But now, Yachol Shetei Shniya Tuna Lechem. So now you would think, okay, so you were makhlu the first one together with the bread. Maybe now you're coming to be makhlu the second one, which you have to, after all, it has Gersha, hello. Maybe you should have to be makhlu that second one with bread also. Maybe you should have to be makhlu that second one with bread also. Talmud Lema Yachri then knew. Therefore, the Pasuk says he's makhlu it together with bread, meaning Echad Velo Shnai. You only have to be makhlu with one korban with bread, not two. Okay, so now that takes care of the case, which the Mishnah called chibul, where you lost one of them, and then where you lost the original one, and then found it, and now you have both of them available. No, that would be tmura. Tmura would be where you try to take the kedusha from one and transfer it to the other one. And the Torah says you can't do that. Chibul is where you lost one, and you're okay, you don't have a choice. So, and it's like monopathy. So, okay. Continues the Braisa then. Once, so now what do we have? We have a ribui in the Pasuk by the word Hatoida, and by the word Yakriv, and we have a miut from the word Yakriv then nu. So now minayin l'rabas vlodus v'chalifus v'chmuris v'chrova. So now, after all, if we have a miut, how do we know b'chval? Maybe it means that the baby, the three cases of our Mishnah, the baby or the chiluf or the tmura. Maybe, in fact, once you brought one of them, you can't offer the other one at all. How do you know that? Talmud Lema, im al toida. No, therefore the Pasuk says, if for toida, al toida can also mean in addition to the toida. So that means even though you were already yoitzer, because you brought, let's say in the case of a vlad, you already brought the mother animal as a toida. Nevertheless, you still can and actually have to bring the baby as a korban as well. You just don't bring it with lechem, because that's what we had the new of Yakri then new to tell us that not.
You bring the same day or have to wait?
No, you just do. Well, it depends how old the baby is. And if the baby was just born, you have to wait a minimum of 8 days before you can bring it to the korban anyway. And actually with most korbanos, you're supposed to wait 30 days. Only b'dieved, if you waited 8 days, then it's kosher. You have certain korbanos, like a chila, a b'chur, I think. I don't remember a pesach. So there's a couple of korbanos where like a chila, even you can offer them when they're 8 days old. But most of them, ideally, you're supposed to wait till 30, because before that, it's not really mulcher, it's not really best quality. Anyway, the point is that eventually, yeah, you're going to be mastered it. But the point is that, again, given that we had on the one hand one part of the word yakrivenu, which implies that you should be makriv, and another part of the nu that implies that you don't, so how do we know, after all, that you're makriv them? That's why you have the word im al toida, that even after you've offered the original toida, you still have a further obligation, al toida, on top of, in addition to the toida.
Which is the
chalif and the tmura or the vlad. So you say the three things. Next, Yochol Yehutonei Lechem. So you would think in that case, maybe it means, okay, if you have to be makriv the second one, then you also need to bring bread with it. So actually, Rashi Ksaviyad says, Chalifin, we've already dealt with. He said, Yachri Zenu Echad Velo Shnayim. So we know that in the case of Chalifin, you're only bringing one of them with bread. But the question is, now the Braita is asking, we didn't yet learn about Vlad and Tmura, because the difference is, Rashi says like this, When it comes to chalifin, both of them were designated as a toida. When it comes to the vlad, or when it comes to the tmura, neither one of them was originally designated as a toida. The vlad was just born to the animal. The tmura was, you tried transferring the kedusha.
When the mother was chosen, the vlad was included in that. That's
fine, but the fact of the matter is, it's not considered, it wasn't, lois frisham l'shem toida, is the expression that Rashi Ksaviyad uses. He didn't set him aside for the purpose of a toida, specifically for the purpose of a toida. They're what's called, they're what's going to be called in our sugya, moistar toida. They're like a leftover of a toida, which is the equivalent of, imagine you could have, for example, you could have a case where a person says, okay, I have an obligation on myself to bring a toida, fine. An animal for a toida costs X amount of money, so let me take that amount of money out of my wallet and go buy an animal. So he goes, takes that money, designates, I'm going to use this to buy an animal for a toga, and then he goes to the market, and he finds that they don't cost as much as he thought. So now he has extra money. That's also moiso toga. So this is the same kind of thing. The baby, or the tmura, is moiso toga. It wasn't originally designated for the toga, as opposed to where an animal was lost and you designated a second one, you actually designated, you verbally said, this one is going to be a toga instead of the original one that got lost. So therefore,
in this case, you mentioned about extra money. That money, that extra money, as you say, that it didn't cost, he has to give it towards the...
So that's going to go, so we're going to talk about that later, what you do with that. So we're going to talk about that at the top of pay on the base. Okay, so the point is, in other words, so from Yahoo then knew, we would know the case where you had a second one that you actually explicitly designated as a toda. You wouldn't, that you don't bring it with bread, because Yahoo then knew is a meal. You wouldn't yet know the same thing applies also to the vlad and the tmura. You need a separate pasuk for that. Therefore, Talmud Lomar v'hikriv al zevach ha-toda. Therefore, the pasuk says he offers together with the zevach ha-toda, which means specifically the zevach ha-toda itself. Only toda to unalach, and only the actual toda itself requires the bread with it. V'loi v'lod v'loi chilufa, v'loi tmurasa, to unalach, and ultimately none of the other three do. Tmura, we didn't have a chilufa, we learned from the previous one, but the Gemara is just mentioning all three of them together. So that's the bottom line so far. That, so far, what we're left with is that all these three cases, chiluf, tmura, or vlad, you do have to bring the second one as a korban, but you work without the lechem. And in the case of the, because it says ala toda, you have to bring the second one, right? But so you do have to bring the second one, right? And again, the second one means it could be in, and furthermore, it also means that it could be in either order. In the case of a lost one, for example, if you find the first one before you were makriv with the second one, you can be makriv with whichever one you want as the actual toda with the lechem, and then just be makriv with the second one as a secondary thing. And as far as the vlad, you can't really do that. And as far as the tmura, you can't really do that. So you have to be makriv with the original one together with the lechem, and then the vlad or the tmura is offered afterwards as a separate korban without lechem. Okay. Now we have a wrinkle on that. So shalach.
The only time when you bring two lechem.
No, you never bring two lechem so far. So far, what we're saying, you never bring. No, that's not two lechem. It's one set of lechem. The only you in these three cases so far, what we're saying is you're only going to be bringing one and only one set of lechem.
40 logs.
40 logs. Yeah. So in the case, so again, in the case where it was lost and you found it, as long as you found it before one of them was offered, then you can take your pick. You can offer whichever one you want, make it to be considered the actual toda, and offer it with the 40 loaves, and then the other one you'll be makriv with some other time. In the case of the vlad and the tmura, what you do is you makriv with the original one together with the 40, and then you makriv with the vlad or the tmura later on. But in all cases, so far, you only have one set of loaves. Now comes a wrinkle, though. Shalach Rav Chanina, Mishmei de Rav Yechanan, lo shanu ela la'acha kapara. All of that is only talking about after kapara. Now, kapara, strictly speaking, is a term that you use when it comes to a chatas or an ashram that a person is bringing for an aveira. A toida, a person doesn't really bring for an aveira, per se, but nevertheless, the Gemara sometimes uses kapara in the more general sense of the korban being brought on his behalf. So, aval lishne kapara, but if it's before kapara, and we're going to have to figure out what case they're talking about, tu'unin lechem, then it is going to require bread. So we have to figure out. Havi Barab Amram. So Rav Amram is trying to figure this out. Aheya. Which of the three cases is Rav Chanina Mishmei that Rav Yechanan talking about? They should say that there's a difference between before Kapara and La'acha Kapara, where before Kapara, both of them are going to require Lechem, and after Kapara, only one. What is he talking about? E Lema Achalife Toidas Choyva. Are we talking about, now you can consider like this, when it comes to a person bringing a Toida, there can be two ways, there can be two cases in which, there can be two basic situations in which a person is bringing a toida. One is where he's obligated, and one is where he's not. Now, when we say obligated, Rashi Ksaviad gives two explanations. First of all, you can have, a person says, harei olai toida. In general, you have with most korbanos, a person can say, I am obligating myself to bring such and such a korban, and then he becomes obligated to. And chayav b'achor yosa, which means that if something happens to that animal that he designated, he's still not yotzi yet. He has to continue doing it. He has to bring as many as possible until he has one time that a valid korban is brought. Only then has he fulfilled his nether. So harei olai is also called in many places in Shas and nether. And then you have nedava, where the person says harei zu, where he says, to begin with, he says, I'm designating this particular animal as a toida, or the same thing again, most other korbanos. Where there the din is enis chayev b'achriyosa. If something happens to that animal, that's it. He was yoseh, because all he said is this animal should be a korban, and once that animal is lost or stolen or balmum or died or what have you, doesn't matter. He doesn't need to replace it. So one is a chiyuv on him, you call a chayev gavra, and the other one is a chayev chesed, to put him in the yeshivish term. So one explanation, then Rashi says, so one possibility, Rashi Ksaviad says, is that when we say chova over here, we mean the case of Harei Olai, the case where it's a chov on him personally, where until a valid toda is brought, then he hasn't been yosef, he hasn't been yosef his neder. The other explanation that Rashi says is that chova can mean when typically does a person bring a korban toda? Now, a person could bring it completely voluntarily, but usually the case would be a person brings a toda when they had, when they, one of the four things happened for which a person would have to bench goyim. Chola, yam, yisurin, midbar, the things that I mentioned in Kapitel Kufzayim, the things for which nowadays we say we bench goyim. So therefore, Rashi's second explanation is that Todas Chova means where he's actually obligated, one of these four things happened to him, and therefore now he's actually obligated to bring a Todas. A number of other Bechorishim argue with Rashi on that, because, for example, Shita Mekubetis says that, no, I mean, even in that case, very nice, I mean, the person should bring a Todas because he ought to show gratitude to Hashem, but he's not absolutely obligated to, like the way that a person, for example, a person ate Chalev or broke Shabbos or what have you, is obligated to bring a Chasas. It's not quite the same level of obligation. But Rashi learns that it is. Anyway, the point is, those are the two possibilities of Todas Chova.
An obligation without punishment.
I guess you could say that. Yeah. Okay. So Rav Amram is wondering, like, are you talking about a case where a person was obligated to bring a toda in one of these two ways, either because he made a neder or because one of these four nisim happened to him? Well then, why? So what does Rav Yochanan mean when he says that there can be a case where the second one is going to have to come with bread? If the case is where he hadn't yet brought the first one, then we said already, yeah, whenever he brings, when he brings a replacement one, he's going to have to bring bread with it. And if he already brought the first one, Tanena, we also learned already in the Braise that he doesn't have to bring bread together with it. Because he just brings the carbon by itself. Kapara means the actual sprinkling of the blood and whatever of the carbon. Again, it doesn't mean that it's not being machaper for Abeira, it's just the terminology that the Gemara uses for the procedures of the carbon. Ela achalife todas nedava. Okay, so are you going to say that the case is where it's a toda which is a nedava? Which is, again, based on two explanations of Rashi. One would be where the person said, Harei Zu, rather than saying, Harei Olai, the obligation is on me, he said, Harei Zu, this particular animal is a korban, where there he's not Chayev Akhri, say. But nevertheless, he could argue that, let's say, if it got lost, he designated a different one. Or the second explanation of that, according to the second explanation of Rashi, Todas Nedava, would mean no particular net happened to him, he just decided on his own to bring a Todas. Okay.
So Nedava
would mean either that no particular net happened to him, he's just doing it voluntarily, or that he said Harei Zu rather than Harei Olai. Okay, the problem is, in those cases, you should have to say, Bein Lifnei Kapara, Bein La'acha Kapara, Tu'unes Lechem. Then you should say that it doesn't matter whether he brought the first one or not. Then definitely the second one is going to require bread with it. Because Marga B'toida Tu, because there you can't say the second one is not either the substitute for the first one. He wasn't Chayev B'Akhriyoter of the first one. Once the first one died or whatever happened to it, he was completely potter. He voluntarily, or got lost in this case, he voluntarily decided, you know what, I'm not going to feel satisfied with the fact the first one's lost and I'm positive. Well then, fine, Marga B'toida Tu, fine, he's just voluntarily bringing a second toida. Obviously, a second toida requires a second set of lechem. No. Because that's where you can call the second one chalifin of the first one. But here you can't even really call the second one chalifin of the first one. Because there's no connection between them. He wasn't required. When do you say chalifin? When he was required to bring a second one to replace the first one. Because a nest had happened to him and therefore he has the obligation. Or because he had said Harei Olai and therefore the obligation is on him until a valid one is brought. But if he said Harei Zu and no nest happened to him, the second one is just as voluntary as the first one. So obviously, if he brings the first one and he brings lechem with it, then he's going to have to bring the second one as well and bring lechem with it. That's just Marga B'Todas. So Rav Yochanan can't be talking about that either, where he's distinguishing between before the korban was brought or afterwards.
This is just the korban that lost, so he never put the hands with the colors.
That's fine, but the point is, when it's found, what Rav Yochanan is saying is that if Lishnei Kapara versus La'acha Kapara, he's saying there'll be a case where you have to be matched with the second animal, but you don't need chalas with it, versus you're going to have a case where you have to be matched with the second animal with chalas. But if it's a Chalifei Todas Nedava, it shouldn't make a difference. Either way, okay, obviously if the first one never turns up, then he's obviously only bringing the second one. Rav Yochanan obviously doesn't need to tell us that. But what we mean is, if the first one turned up, whether before or after he offered the second one, then Rav Yochanan is drawing a distinction whether he had actually offered one already for his toda or not. But in this case, the two of them have nothing to do with each other. Obviously, each one needs its own challah. So it can't be. Ella Avlad Todas Medrava. So it doesn't, so it can't seem to apply to Chalifin at all. This that Rabbi Yochanan wants to make a distinction between Lifnei Kapara and La'acha Kapara, it can't work regarding Chalifin. Because either, because one way or the other, either if it's Chalifin of a Korban that he was obligated to bring, then we already said that, we already said that, that if nothing was offered yet, then he needs Lechem with the first one. And if something was already offered, he doesn't need Lechem with the second one. And if it's a Nedava, obviously both of them are going to need Lechem. Okay. So it doesn't work. So it doesn't work to say that it's not Chalifin. Okay. Let's go, let's try the next one. El Avlad Todas Chalifa. El Avlad Todas Nedava, third line. Okay, maybe we're talking about the case where you have the baby of a Todas Nedava. So again, well, no, it shouldn't, because again, if he, because the difference is, again, we said that the difference is that with when it comes to the animal getting lost and he's makrish another one, if it was a Nedava, the second one, he wasn't required to be makrish the second one. But if he said, if he made a Nedava of an animal which was pregnant and then it gave birth, that baby has kedusha, whether, you know, whether he said anything or not, whether it's neder or nedava, either way, that baby has kedusha. Well then, in that case, so even if it's a nedava, bein lifnei kapara, bein la'acha kapara, in tonin lachem, then again, it shouldn't make a difference whether he was matched with the mother yet or not. Either way, when he's matched with the baby, whether it's before or after the mother, it doesn't need bread because moisture the toida. Because it's not a case of something that was designated as a toida. It's the case of a leftover thing from a toida. And we said before, a leftover of a toida doesn't require lechem. Moisture means leftover. That means leftover. Yeah. It's extra. Okay. So that's out of it. Right. Ela avlad toida choiva. So we must say. So we must say. Therefore, that were, by elimination, Rabbi Yochanan must be talking about the case of a baby. Of a mother animal that was a toida that he was required to bring. He was required to bring the mother. Now the question, and in the sense that he was chayav bachriya, so even if the mother had died or lost or become a baal mum or whatever, he would have to bring another animal instead. Because he said harei olai, so it's an obligation on him, or because one of the four nisim happened to him and that makes him obligated. That was Rashi's second explanation. Those are the two possibilities of how it can be chayva. Because other than that, toida is not a requirement that a person has to bring it. By elimination, Rabbi Yechanan's din must be referring to vlad chayva. So we would say like this: lifne kapara ton lechem. So what we would say is like this: if he hadn't yet brought the mother animal as a korban, then the baby animal, when he brings it as a toida, and he's able to bring it as a toida, as we're going to say in a second, he's able to say, instead of the mother, I'm going to bring the baby as my first animal for my toida, he's able to brings that with breath. La'acha kapara, ain't torn lachem. However, if he already brought the mother as a korban, as an actual toida, then we would say that the baby does not require lachem. So that would be the difference. Now, what does that mean? My kamash malan, in that case, then what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, the kasavar of Yechanan, other miskaper the shvach hektish. The chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan is that, like this you have, that if there's an increase in value of hektish, after you designate it as hektish, then you're able to use that extra value or that extra thing that developed or whatever to fulfill your obligation. So like this, in other words, let's consider, you have over here a mother and you have a baby that was born. Now let's say, for example, suppose the mother had gotten lost or otherwise was unavailable for a korban, then the din would be, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, you're able to use the baby to be yoseh, your chayva of a toida. You explicitly set aside the mother, that's fine. The baby animal, even though you didn't own it originally, it was born only after the mother became hektish, you're able to use it as your substitute, exactly as the regular case where an animal got lost and you chose another animal to substitute for it. You can do that.
You have to wait
until it's old enough, fine. But the point is, you're able to, we don't say, in other words, that since we're not going to say, well, since that animal belongs to hektish, because if the mother was pregnant with it when it was declared hektish, then it doesn't belong to you and you don't have the right to use it to be your obligation. No, Rabbi Yechanan is telling us you're able to do that. So it belongs to hektish in the sense that he has to be matched with it. But the point is, therefore, so he has a choice. If he ends up using that one first, which he's able to do to be yoseh his chayv, then fine, he'll bring that, the baby, then he'll bring that one with the chalas. If instead he goes and does the normal thing where he brings the mother animal as the korban first, with the chalas, then fine. Then when he does the baby, that's a separate korban, which he's required to do because it has kedusha, but then he doesn't bring bread with it. That's Rabbi Yochanan's point that he wants to enforce. That's why Rabbi Yochanan is making the thing, can you think, make kapara and lach kapara? And the Gemara points out, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan wants to inform us. Because in fact, because you would think that not. And later on in the Almud, actually, we're going to say a different opinion on that subject, at least when it comes to other carbonates. That sometimes we say, the miskapa b'shvat hektish, that a person can't use that increase in value of hektish, that newborn baby, to be yotze his chay. We're going to talk about later in connection with the chassos, further down on the Almud. So here, Rabbi Yochanan wants to tell us that you can do that. Okay. And the Gemara points out, Havi Bonami Abaya Kihai Gavna, Abaya also went through the same analysis as Rabbi Amram did and came to the same conclusion.
Kihai Gavna means
like that. Havi Bonami means he analyzed it, or he wondered about it. Kihai Gavna in the same way and came to the same conclusion as Rabbi Amram came to. Okay.
So it has to be talking about.
So the one case that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about is about the blood of the Torah, specifically where the Torah was a Chayva. Again, if the Torah was an Adaga, then it wouldn't work. Because then again, he's not required really to bring a toda at all. He's just required to bring the mother animal, and if the mother animal is unavailable, yeah, right. By the way, I mean, the Gemara hasn't really dealt with the possibility, what do you do as far as the tmura? Is there a difference between the mother and the vlad? The vlad is not a tmura. But is there a difference when it comes to the tmura between the original one and the second one? Is there a difference between before kapara and after kapara? So the Rambam actually says, regarding the question, the Rambam equates the tmura to the chalifin. The same thing that we said as far as Chalifin, that if there's a difference between Neder and Nedava, that if it was a Chalifin on him, if it was an obligation on him, then whichever one he brings first is going to require Lechem, and if it was a Nedava, then only the first one, because the second one he's not obligated really to bring at all. So the Rambam says the same thing would be true as far as a Tmura. Even the Gemara didn't spell it out, but that's how the Rambam learns, and actually you have, it's interesting, the Rishonim, who comment on the Rambam, for example, the Kesef Mishnah, seem to have no problem with that. The Kesef Mishnah just brings on the Rambam, okay, his source is an Argamara over here. The Achronim have all of a sudden raise a whole storm over the Rambam, and on the face of it, what he's saying doesn't seem to fit with the continuation of the Gemara. And they argue that maybe we have to be good as different in the Rambam, whatever, okay, anyway.
They
argue because later on, especially on other days, we're gonna seem to be making a distinction between the tmura with a tmura. Okay, we'll get there. Okay, fine. Okay, itma nami. We said also more explicitly that so until now, what we said is that Amram and Abaya had to analyze the generic statement that Rabbi Yochanan made and conclude that he was only talking about one of the four possible cases. So now we said more explicitly, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Chilufei Todas Nedava, when it's the replacement for a Toda that was a Nedava, where therefore, again, you're not really obligated to bring a replacement. Not a Braisa, this is a restatement of what Rav Yochanan said, stating more explicitly the conclusions that we let Rav Amram and Abaya just reached. So this way, it's a statement of Rav Yochanan. Itmar Nami is a statement of Amar Rav. But in other words, it confirmed our understanding of Rav Yochanan. If it's the replacement for a lost Torah that was in a Java, where he's not really obligated to replace it at all, then when he's matched with the second one, whether it's before the first one or after it, either way, each one is going to need lechem separately, because then all he's doing is he's bringing two voluntary Torahs, and each one has no connection with the other, and each one is going to need its own chalas. Vlad Todas Nadava, on the other hand, when it comes to the baby of a Todas Nadava, Bain Lishne Kapara, Bain Acha Kapara, Ain Ton Lachem, then whether he's matched with the mother first or the baby first, Ain Ton Lachem, then again it doesn't require Lachem, because most of the Todah, because then it's just the leftover of the Todah, it's not something that has a status of its own, and we said before that most of the Todah you don't bring with Lachem. Vlad Todas Chayva, on the other hand, if the Todah was an obligation on him for one of the two reasons that we said before, and there's a baby, then lifne kapara to unin lachem. Then if he brings the baby as a korban before the mother, then it's going to require lachem. La'acha kapara ain't unin lachem. But if he brought the mother first and now he's bringing the baby, then he doesn't bring lachem with it, because again, given that it's a chayva over here, the baby can substitute for the mother. Other meskata b'shvach hektish, he can use the baby instead of the mother if the mother is lost or whatever. And then on the other hand, if he's makir with the mother and later on is makir with the baby, then he doesn't bring lachem with the baby. Okay, so that confirms
finding a support
in what Rabbi Yochanan himself said. That's how it is. We had an original statement, because what it is you did this adertis, right? You had Rav Chanina send a message to Bavel in the name of Rabbi Yochanan with this general statement, and the Amoraim of Bavel had to break their heads, Rav Amram and Abaya had to break their heads on figuring it out, and then later on, the Yuridis Adertis, they later on were able to find that after all, this is what it was all along. I guess probably what it is also, Rav Chanina, when he sent the original message in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he knew that the Chachamim in Bavel are capable of figuring it out. They don't need a spoon fed to them. Okay.
Well, he let them do it also.
No, he told them the generic statement, and he knew that Rav Amram and Abaya are going to be able to figure it out. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, okay, here's a general rule that you can use as far as realizing when, in what cases does a secondary thing of a Toda need lechem or not. So as background, you have in a number of places in Shas that talks about a concept. We will learn about it as the Shem and the Sefer Tzmura when we get there, but it's also talked about in Zvachim and in many other places. You have a concept called Chatois HaMesis. You have a Loch HaLamosh Yisinai, that there are certain cases where an animal that should have originally been a chatos, or that has something to do with a chatos, you can't offer it. Instead, you have to leave it to die. You lock it up in a room, and it ends up dying in there. You have five such cases. So you have the way to remember them. The way to remember them is the word v'timna, as in v'timna hoitzapilagish. You have the Vav stands for Vlad Chassas, the baby of, like, so we were talking before about the baby of a Toivus, and now you can have the baby of a Chassas. Because again, a Chassas usually, most of the time, a Chassas is a female animal. Tmuras Chassas, again, where a person had an animal for a Chassas and says, I want to exchange it for this one. But the second one has Kedusha, but you can't be matched with it. Because again, when it comes to a Chassas, you're being matched with the one, and that's it. Then you have
the
Vlad Tmura, that's the Tzvav in the top. The third one is Mesu Baleha, if the owner of the Chatas died before the Chatas was offered on his behalf. The fourth one, yeah, we learned in the Zvachim, yeah. The fourth one is Niskapru Baleha, is suppose that the one was lost, he designated another one, he actually offered that second one, and then the first one turned up. That's Niskapru Baleha, he already had his kapara with another animal. And the fifth one is Ovra Shnosa, if it's more than a year old. Private people's chatois have to be an animal in its first year. So if you let it age beyond that point, then you can't bring it as a carbon anymore. So
then a chatois as a chatois.
You can't just bring a chatois as a neder and a gov, no. The person only brings a chatois if he's obligated to.
No,
that would be Kais on his back. That's brought out of Korban HaSiv. Yeah. So those are the five Chatoris HaMesis, and the Gemara discusses in Tmura, that's the Lachal Moshe Mishinai, that's what they are, that they're Mesis. The Gemara has a whole bunch. You just have to lock them up and there's nothing you can do with them. Oh, well, when we get there, in the Sefer Tzmura, this is Dumber Bezra. You do actually lock them up, yeah.
You do.
No. You're thinking of maybe as Roya. There are cases where you leave an animal to graze until it develops a mum. These five Mesis means, it means you lock them up and they're no gone. Look, the same Eveshter who told us not to do Tzav Bala Chaim is the same Eveshter who told Moshe that in these five cases you do.
I
think Gemara discusses over there in Tmura the possibility that maybe not all of them were supposed to be Mesa, maybe originally some of them were supposed to be Roya, and they forgot the halachas during the 30 days of Avelos after Moshe. We'll get there eventually in the Sefer Tmura. We'll get there this summer, Rez Hashem. But in general, it's commonplace in Shas that you have five Chatoris and Mesas, and that's it. Okay. So, now let's consider. Now, a number of these cases can equally well apply to a Toida. You have Vlad Chatos, and you have Vlad Toida. You have Tmuras Chatos, and you have Tmuras Toida. Mesa is not really as relevant, because since a Toida is since a Toyota can be brought by Nedo in a Java, so if the original owner died, fine, if Yoshin can bring it, unlike a Chassas, there's no Kapara for Mason. So that one's out of the picture. Niskaplu Baleha is the case where we had over here where it got lost and he has another one instead. And Ogra Shnata is also not relevant to the Toyota. There's no particular age limit on it. And you can't bring too old an animal because not... out of five, you have three, basically. Yeah. So Omashmul, Kol Shabachatas Mace. So the rule is like this. Any case where if the animal had been a chatas, you would have to leave it to die. But Toida ain't on a lechem. Then the parallel case, for the Toida, you bring the animal as a coven, but you don't bring bread with it. Kol Shabachatas Roya, any case where a chatas is possible, but you leave it to graze until it develops a mum, in the equivalent, for Toida to on a lechem. Then the parallel case for the Toida would be a case where you have to bring bread with it. So let's figure out what he means. In other words, there are cases of chatas roya. Well, we have to figure out what are those cases. Most of Rav Amram. So Rav Amram asks something. We have a braisa, the braisa we quoted before. Ma'o emar toida yakriv. What do you mean, again, when we said the topic starts saying, imal toida yakriv venu, and the word yakriv and the nu are both extra, so we have a ribui from the word yakriv. Means minayin l'makosh tadotiv avda. So we said, how do we know if a person... And if a person set aside an animal for a toga, but avda, then he lost it. The hifrash acher sateh, he designated another one instead. The nimtzeh the rishona, then he found the first one. Varishten oindes, and then he has both of them standing in front of him. Minayin she'ezman she'yusa yakriv, v'lach me'ima. How do we know that he can be makriv whichever one he wants together with the lechem? Tamabon ha'toda yakriv. That's why we say ha'toda yakriv. No, he's bringing the braisa again. He's bringing the braisa again because he wants to make a point. But we continue, you would think that the second one has to be brought together with bread. Therefore we're saying that no, yakrivenu means you only bring one of them with bread, but not both, only you mak with it. Now, right, the question is, the ilu gabe chasas yai gavner roya. Now, what are you telling me, Shmuel, that any case where a chasas would be left to graze till it develops a moon, and then you use the money of it to buy another korban, then in the case, if the same thing happened with a toda, then you have to bring it with bread. So here, what are we saying? You have this case, again, where the animal was lost, you designated another one, and now you found the original one, you have both of them. No, wait, but in the case of a toda, what did the bride tell us? You have both of them available, you have to be marked with the second one, however you mark with it without bread.
Right.
According to Shmuel's rule, that would mean that would be a case of a chatas ha-mesa, because that was Shmuel's rule. Any case where there's a chatas that would have to be mesa, then in the case of a toda, you bring it without bread. But this case seems to violate that rule. The ilu gabe chatas tihai gav neroya. Now, if a similar situation happened with an animal for a chatas, that wouldn't be one of the five chatas ha-mesas. One of the five chatas ha-mesas is niskafru ba'aleha, where the first one didn't turn up until the second one was already offered. But if the first one turned up before you offered the second one, that's not Iskaplu Baleha. He didn't yet have his kapara. And Tihai Gavner Roya. And in that case, the din is that in that case, you leave the other one to graze. You don't lock it up and leave it to die. It's not, as in fact, we learn in a Mishnah in Tumurah, Hifrish Hatosev Avda, if a person designates an animal for a chatas, v'avda, and then he lost it, v'hifrish acheres chatas, he designated another one, v'nimtes harishona, then he finds the original one, v'areshtein oindes, and now both of them are standing in front of him. So, miskaper ba'achas nehenu shniya tomus divrei Rebbe, the Rebbe says, yes, okay, you can only be miskaper with one of them, and the second one has to be left to die. Rebbe holds that this concept of miskaper ba'aleha includes this case also, even though he wasn't yet miskaper, but the fact that he has both of them available, and he can be miskaper with one of them, automatically, Rebbe says, that's automatically going to consign the other one to be mesa. The chachamim only, but the chachamim say no, and the halacha is like the chachamim. Ein chatas meisa elosh nimtis la'achash niskap rabaylin. A chatas meisa would only be if the first one turned up after the owner had his kapara with the second one. But here he didn't yet. Ha kodim shniskap rabaylin roya. So therefore, in other words, if it was found before the kapara, then you would leave it to graze. So therefore, according to Shmuel's rule, so what are we saying? The halacha on the face of it is according to the chachamim. The pashta Shmuel holds like the chachamim. So therefore, in that case, the original one of the animals is roya and the other one is offered as a carbon. In that case, according to Shmuel's rule, if it was a toida, you would bring the second one without lachem. You would bring the second one with lachem, rather. He said, any case where it's roya by a chachas, you bring the second one with lachem. What we said before, that you bring the second one in the case of the toida without lachem. So it breaks Shmuel's rule.
Maybe it's a toida tomorrow.
The answer is Shmuel could Rebbe. The answer is yes, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Dama Avuda B'Shasa Prosha Mesa, where Rebbe says that yes, that's the, as a matter of fact, that if the animal was lost, not, it doesn't have to be even that you, that doesn't even have to be that you were makliv the first one, and then you, the second one, and then you found the first one. Rebbe would hold, once you designated the second one, then already that means the first one, even if it turns up later, is going to be a mesa. In other words, the Chacham would say that. The Chacham would say only when the kapara happens. So,
Rebbe would say when they...
Rebbe would say as long as, right, as that it goes according to the designation, exactly. Right. Okay, so,
hello?
It's kind of odd, actually, because the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah has notes on both of these things. They have notes on Ein Chatzos Mesa El Shenintas La'achash and Eskapur Bailim, and he also has a note on Avruda B'Shata Prosha Mesa, which doesn't really seem to fit. So it may Avruda B'Shata Prosha, that was lost when he designated, right now. So there seems to be, so I'm not sure what Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah was doing over here, noting both of them. The Rambam does mention, based on Gemara elsewhere, that there's a suffix. If it was found after the first one was shechted and before the blood was sprinkled, then you have a suffix. I think we talked about that in the suffix, but that's a different thing. Okay,
so
maybe. He paskins that only once he has, definitely if it was found after Zrika, then the first one is Mesa. If it was found after Shchita, then you have
between
a suffix.
Between designation and
Shchita, then for sure not. So I don't know what Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah is doing over here by knowing it. Okay, anyway. Fine. So Shmuel holds like that. So therefore, according to Shmuel, the rule holds good. If we hold like Rebbe, that as long as the first one was lost when you designated the second one, then when the first one turns up, it's going to be Mesa. Well then, the parallel case in a Torah, you wouldn't bring Lachem with it, which is exactly what the Brayis said. Good, so it works.
But if you hold...
If you hold like the Chacham, it wouldn't work. Okay, but then the question becomes, El Royal, the Rebbe, Hechem Ashkachaslo. Okay, then what is the case where Rebbe says that a chatas is not going to be left to be mesa, but it can't be offered as a korban, instead you leave it to grain? According to the Chachamim, you have such a case, where again, you found the first one before you shechted the second one, so then we leave the first, so then you use one of them for kapara and you leave the other one to graze until it develops the bone. Because they say only at the shechter or the zrika, as the case may be. But according to Rebbe, what is a case? Yeah, what is a case where you're going to have a chata suraya? Yeah. The answer is Kiddur of Oshia. The answer is you could find a case, according to Rebbe, where you're going to have an animal that was supposed to have been a chassas, but instead you leave it to graze till it develops a mum. Namely, that would be like what Reb Oshia says. The Amr of Oshia, Hifrish Shtei Chatzos L'Achrayim. Suppose a person designated two animals to begin with as a chassas for backup. So in other words, he designated, right at the beginning over there, he said that I'm designating these two animals, one for the chasas and one as backup in case the first one gets lost or whatever. So then the din, and Ed Tosfos actually discusses, I mean, it doesn't mean he first designated the first one and then after the second one. It also can't mean revatachas. What he actually said is that I'm putting these two animals over here. I want one of these two animals to become kodesh. He's making a snag, basically. Okay. So anyway, so the point is, and in that case, Miskafa Ba'ezim and Shiyur. So that's not quite the same thing as Avuda B'Shata Prasha, where it was lost and then he designated another one. So Rebbe will agree in that case, with what Rabbi Yoshia said. Miskafa Ba'ezim and Shiyur. He uses whichever one he wants, the actual Chassas, Vashi Yatira, and the other one you leave to graze until it develops a mum, and then you sell it and you use the money for another car.
That's the only case.
Forever. Yes. Okay, the problem is, okay, but Shmuel was telling us that any case where chasas is roya, then a toida is going to need lechem, but in this case, with a toida actually, it wouldn't require lechem.
Because you designated the second one only for achrayus,
only in case the first one got lost. So you can't call it, before we talked about the case, marba v'todis, where you're trying to bring extra todis. Here you're not trying to bring extra todis. You only said that you want to bring one, and you only have the second one as a backup. So you can't say that each one is going to need, you can't say each one is going to need lechem. So still Shmuel's rule doesn't work. Now, The answer is Ella Shmuel Kedab Shimon.
So
we right. So we have to give a different answer of what Shmuel means. Shmuel Kedab Shimon, to be the light. We have to say rather that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, Da'ama Chomish Chatois Mesis. Where Reb Shimon says Chomish Chatois Mesis, where Reb Shimon holds. In the whole sugi and tmura over there, you have a machloit of tanoim on the various details of what exactly each of these five things, blab and tmura and whatever, when it applies, when it doesn't apply. Reb Shimon says like this: since we have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai heish chatoris basis, and some of the other ones are unconditional. The vlab, for example, is unconditional. The tmura is unconditional. The same thing, the niskap rabalel is unconditional. Even if he set aside two as achrayus, Reb Shimon would still say that the second one is mesa. Well, then, therefore, in that case, by a tmura, by a todah, it wouldn't require lechem. The Shmuel's rule works, after all, if we say according to Reb Shimon.
We would say,
in other words, forget blad. In other words, when it comes to the case, in other words, like we have so far, we have Revi versus the Chachamim, as far as the case where he lost one, set aside a different one, and then the first one turns up. Revi would say that's a chatas amesa, the Chachamim would say that. And then we have another case where he set aside two for achrayus. Even Revi, both Revi and the Chachamim, even Revi, would agree that's not mesa, it's only roya. Reb Shimon is even more machmir than Revi, and says even in that case, achrayus, the other one is going to be chatas amesa. There are three opinions on it. Yeah. Okay, so the question is, well, maybe there are more. I mean, when we get to tomorrow, we'll learn about it, that's a shame. Okay. So the problem now is, okay, but the problem is that Reb Shimon doesn't hold then in that case that there's any concept of a chatas haroya.
Right.
Shmuel has said both halves of the rule, that if it's a chatas that's a mesa, then by a toda, the parallel case, it wouldn't need lesson. If it's roya, then it will need lesson. According to, if we're going to say that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, then there is no case of a chatas haroya. So in that case, the second half of his rule, there's no applicability of it. Where is there a case of a chatas haroya, according to Reb Shimon, that we should say if a similar case happened with a toida, then you would bring up a lechem? The answer is Shmuel nami chodekamer. You're right, Shmuel did not say both halves of the rule. Shmuel only said the first half of the rule. Kol sheba chatas meis of a toida ain't to an lechem. He didn't say the second half of the rule. We, the yeshivalites, when they were telling over what Shmuel said, they figured, okay, well, in that case, presumably Shmuel means the converse of it also, that if there's a chatas roya, then it would be, but now that we explain that Shmuel holds a Reb Shimon, and there is no case of chatas roya, then Shmuel only said the one half of the rule, because that's the only half of the rule that actually has any applicability. The other one, there's no way to apply it. So the Chachmei Yeshiva, who mentioned the second half, in the name of Shmuel, Shmuel hadn't said this whole thing. Shmuel had said the first half. They deduced from that the second half and attributed it to Shmuel, which we find in many places in the Gemara. The Gemara will do that. The Gemara will take a statement and attribute it to a Tana or an Amarta because we deduced it from something he said, even though he didn't actually say it in so many words. Usually it'll be a valid deduction, but sometimes you'll have
to deduce the
Roya part. The Roya.
From the fact
because he mentioned Chatas Mesa, so they figured this must be a parallel case of Chatas Roya. But now we're saying there is none.
There is none because
He holds like Reb Shimon, that every possible case of Chatas Mesa is a Chatas Mesa. There's no case where it's only Roya. Either you bring it as a valid Chatas or it's Mesa, there's nothing you're missing. Fine, so then the question is, my Kamash Malon, okay, in that case, then what is the Chiddush of what Shmuel is saying? Let him just say flat out, the halacha is like Reb Shimon, and have done with it. The answer is, No, the halacha is not like Reb Shimon, but if Shmuel could say, I hold like Reb Shimon. Why does he have to say that instead of saying this convoluted way? The answer is because he wants to inform us that he does not agree with what Reb Yochanan said before. Where we said before, Rabbi Yochanan has said, again in the case of the Vlad Toida, we said that you're able to bring the Vlad as the korban instead of the mother. You're able to be Yotze your Toida with the baby and bring the 40 loaves with it. So even though the baby belonged to Hekdesh earlier because the mother was pregnant with it when it was declared Hekdesh. No, Kamash Malan, therefore Shmuel wants to tell us, Deloitte, that he disagrees with that. With his concept of Adam Eskapa B'Shvach Hekdesh. Since in the case of a Vlad Chasas, it will be Mesa, then the parallel case of Vlad Toida would mean Eina Tu'una Lachem. Eina to unalechem, therefore, if it doesn't require bread, means you can't be yotze, you're toda, with the baby animal, because then you're not bringing it with the lechem, and therefore it's not a toda. So Rabbi Yochanan said you could do that. You could bring the mother as the korban together with the 40 loaves and bring the baby later on without the bread, or vice versa. Shmuel wants to tell us that not. Always that baby is going to be brought without lechem. Therefore, if you bring
that's
why he gave the rule in the way he did and said that it's similar to a chassas, that had such a case happen with a chassas, that baby would have to be one of the five chassaris hamesis, because Vlad chassas, the first one on the list. Therefore, also by a toda, you can't bring it with lechem. If you can't bring it with lechem, that means, effectively, it amounts to say you can't be yotze, your obligation of a toda with that baby. You can only be yotze with the mother animal, and then you're going to be bringing the baby sex. Otherwise, if he hadn't meant to say that, he would have just said, "I hold like Rav Shimon as far as Niskat Rubala, as far as Chatzaris Hamesis." Fine. So that's that. So we have Rav Yochanan and we have Shmuel. In general, when you have a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Shmuel, usually the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, and so it is over here. So the conclusion is again that when it comes to the chalife toga, then there's no difference. Whichever one you bring first, you can bring whichever one you want with the lechem, and the other one you bring without the lechem. When it comes to let me read the relevant section from the Rambam over here, because as usual the Rambam summarizes it a lot better than I could. So here, Vlad Toga Utmura, so Vamakish Tadosiv Avda, all these three cases, Vlad Tmura and Chibufa, the Im Heviyam Laakash Kipa Toga to Shona, if he offers any of them after he brought the first Toga, Ein Tonim Lechem, then they don't require bread, the Im Adayim Lekipa Ba, if he didn't yet bring the Toga, Varehi Vachalifasa, he Vlada, he Tmura Se Medes, you have both animals available, the original one on the Chalifa, the original one on the Tmura, the original one on the Vlad, Hare Shnei and Tzrichim Lechem, then both of them require bread. All of that applies if it was a neder, but if the original toda was a nedava, then it depends. The chalifin or the tmura will require bread, because since it's a nedava, they don't really have a direct connection with it. The vlad doesn't, because only moed the toda. So the Rambam summarizes that in five out of the six possible cases, you will need lechem with both of them. Both.
Five
out of six. You have vlad, you have tmura, and you have forget that. That's as far as chaser. You have vlad, you have tmura, and you have chalifin. And you have each one, you have neder versus nedava. So you have six possible cases. So in five out of the six, then... And then with each one of those, you can have it was a chover or it was a chover or no dove. So five out of the six cases, he's saying that both of them are going to require lechem, and the six and the sixth case vlad of a nedava is not going to require lechem. So like Rabbi Yochanan. Again, you know, as I said before, you have achronim who have a problem with the Rambam, who have a problem with the Rambam din as far as smurda, because they say that the Gemara over here doesn't seem to imply that. Amr of Abba, rather. Here's a din. Zu toda v'zulachma. Suppose now a person says this animal is going to be a toda, so it's a nedava. Again, he's not really chayev to make up for the animal if it died or whatever. V'zulachma, and he also says this is the bread that I'm going to use for it. Well, then what happens? Ovad alechem. If the bread then gets lost, maybe lechem achar. He's still required to bring other bread together with the toda, because since the original toda exists, he has to bring lechem with it. So as long as the original toda exists, he has to replace the lechem. But of the toida, any may be toida achayus. But if the animal gets lost, then he doesn't have to bring another animal. Then he's kosher from any obligation. Right. My timer, why is that? Lechem leglal toida, because the bread comes because of the toida. The in toida, leglal lechem. The toida doesn't come because of the lechem. The lechem is the secondary thing. So therefore, as long as the original animal exists, he has to bring it as a proper toida. And that implies that there has to be lechem with it. But vice versa, then not. The Omar Rava, and Rava says another din. It's actually both the previous one and this one of the Girsa over here. Rava, it's a number of dinim that Rava is saying in a row with dinim of Toga. Hifrish Moris L'Todah. So here is about the case. We have extra money. Person set aside money to bring a Toga. Vinit Tosu, and he has extra money left over. Maybe
the hemlock.
Because again, let's say for example, he thought that an animal for it is going to cost $100, and he comes to the store and he finds that there's a sale going on, 10% off, and it's only selling to $90. Yes. Yeah, let's say. So he took $100, said I'm going to use these for my charger, and now it turns out the animal is cheaper.
Maybe Behem Lechem,
he can use that extra money to buy the lechem that he's going to need for the charger. So now he has
the money.
The money is correct, but the point is he can use that extra money for the lechem. But vice versa, not. The lachme charger, if he said I'm going to take X amount of money and use it to buy lachme charger, vini toitu, and then he has extra money, and maybe Behem Toda, he cannot use that extra money towards the toad. Mike.
If the extra money is for the toad,
then he's playing lechem, but not vice versa. Okay, so my timer, so the Gemara says, why? Ilema mishum de Rav Kahana. Are you going to say it's because of what Rav Kahana says? The Amar Rav Kahana minayin lachme toda shenikru toda. He says, how do we know that the bread that comes with toda is called toda? Because the pasuk says he should offer together with the korban of the toda the chalos masses and the rest of the type. So in other words, you see the word toda is placed next to chalos masses, and therefore in that sense they're considered they're called toda. You have three of the types were master, one of them was common. So you have the chalos lachem common. I mentioned in the next chapter. No, this isn't true. This is a korban toda we're talking about. Korban toda comes with 40 loaves of bread. 30 of masa, three types of masa, chalos, recipient, and rebucha, and 10 each, and then 10 of chomets. And earlier in the parish, we said the chomets ones are three times as big, yes.
But there's one sort of chomets.
Right. Well, the whole thing is called, lachem, lachem on Pesach also, right? Lachem only, but that way it's a lachem in artisan. I mean, no, lachem just means something baked out of flour and water in an oven.
Okay, so
are you going to say that the reason why you can't use X leftover money from the lechem towards the toida is you're going to argue it's because the lechem itself is called toida? Well, then if chanami. Well, then in that case, then it should go either way. You should be able to use extra money from the toida towards the lechem or vice versa. So the answer is, the reason is lechem ikri toida, toida lo ikri lechem. The reason is the bread can be called toida, like what Rav Kahana said, but the toida is never called lechem. Therefore, if you have leftover money from the lechem, then if you said that I'm using this money for a toida, fine. The word toida includes the lechem. Therefore, you can use that extra money towards the lechem. But if you said specifically I'm using this money for the lechem, then you can't use it for a toida because then you're changing it from the kedusha that it has. So what happens to the extra money? So either you could use it towards lechem for another toida, or maybe I guess you could be machalo. You could be machalo that money. You could be machalo that money on something else. So you would have kedusha, but you could be machalo it like you could be machalo anything that has kedusha is dumb. Anything that has a monetary value of kedusha. No, it wouldn't go to bed at Kabbalah. That's something else. Also. Yeah, but Pashtus, what it would be is he'd have to put it towards other lechem for another toida. I mean, I guess what could happen is if he has a neighbor, let's say, who's going to be bringing a toida, then he can give him that money, so he can give him that money towards this. Again, if he said, if he took out $100 and said, I'm going to go buy lachme toida with this, and it turns out it only costs $90, so it's $10 less. So that extra $10 is going to have to go towards some other lachme toida, yeah. Someone else, maybe somebody else's or his eventually. Yeah. But we can't use it towards the toda or something. Okay. Because again, we just said because the toda is not called lechem. You can't use the extra money from the lechem toward the toda. Yeah. So basically the korban toda is a person thanking Hashem. It could be that he's doing it completely voluntarily. Or it could be that he saved from a dangerous situation. Chol yam b'sura midbar, where actually Rashi said at the bottom of Ayin Tes on the base, and also in Pirush Sham Chumash, that a person is actually obligated to bring a toga then. Just like nowadays, a person is obligated to bench grunt. It does have to do with the korban toga, yeah, and in fact, that's why we don't say it on our Pesach, and that's why we don't say it on our Pesach, and then Chol HaMoed Pesach, because you can't bring a toga during that time, it's promised, right? Also on Erev Yom Kippur, because then you would have a shorter amount of time to eat it, because you can't eat it that night. So you can't bring a carbon toda on Erev Yom Kippur.
What time do they used to eat the carbon toda? Yeah.
You have the whole day and you have all that night, until you have different opinions, in the office, whether until Chatzos or until Alos HaShachar, or whatever it is.
If it's Yom Kippur.
by that time, it's a paper already. Yeah. Okay. Let's go on. But Omar Rabba or Rabba, here's another din. Hifush Taidasa is Ogda. Suppose a person set aside an animal for a toga, the Ogda, and then he lost it. The Chaz of the Hifra Shachar Sakhtel, so he set aside a second animal instead of it, and also the Ogda, and that second one also got lost. Poor guy. The Chaz of the Hifra Shachar Sakhtel, so he set aside a third animal. The Nimsu, how are you showing us? Now the first two turn up. Yeah. The Hare Shwash the Nimbus, and now he has all three of them in front of him. So if he has two, the question is, what do we do? So before we talked about if you have two of them. So we said that you're master of whichever one you want, and we said that the second one is two and a lesser. But now let's talk about though, yes, you have three.
Both of them.
So then the cases we said before, we said actually there's a difference between neder and nedava, between chova and nedava. Yeah. Okay. Niskafa Barishona, if he ended up bringing the first one as, now we have to consider, there's a connection between the first and the second one, because the second one was meant to substitute for the first one. There's a connection between the third and the second one, same reason. There's no direct connection between the third one and the first one. Therefore, Niskafa Barishona, so if he was Niskafa with the first one, Shnia Einatruna Lechem, then the second one is not going to require Lechem, based on the rule that we said before, that the second one does not require Lechem. Shlishis to Una Lechem, but the third one is, because the third one has no connection with the first one. So it's like a completely voluntary, it's as if it was a completely voluntary Torah that has no connection with the first one. Niskapa the Shlishis, if he brought the third one of the carbon, vice versa, Shnia Eina to Una Lechem, the second one, which has a connection to the third one, is not going to require Lechem, same idea. Rishonia to Una Lechem, but the first one is going to require Lechem, again, for the same reason, the first one and the third one have, but if he brought the second one of the carbon, the first and the third one both have a connection with the second one. Therefore, Shtein and Tonus Lachem. Therefore, those two, when he's offering them, are not going to require Lachem. So each one of them has a connection with it, and therefore, it's the equivalent. What do you mean? He brought this? Well,
the first one brings the first one.
No. The second one means the second one that he designated.
He designated
a black one, let's say, and it got lost. He designated a white one, and it got lost. Then he designated a brown one,
right.
and then he found it. Right. So now, if he's matched with the white one, the middle one, as his carbon, so fine. The black one has a connection with it, because the white one substitutes for it. The brown one has a connection with it, because it was meant to substitute for the white one. For good, then, in that case, neither of those two, when he brings them, don't come with lechem. Abaye says, no, I feel the niskapa ba'achas mehen shtein en tonus lechem. Doesn't matter. Whichever one he brings, the other two you don't bring lechem with, because kulu chalif and da'adarininu, because all of them are considered substitutes for each other. We don't say that it's only one, two, and two to three. One and three also are part of that chain, and they have a connection with each other. In fact, Tosis points out earlier in the Masechta, we had a similar thing that Abaye says as far as if you have the isarin of a mincha that was divided into different parts, where you have one part of it got lost and you substituted a different part, where Abaye said each part is considered to have a connection with the other two. Tosis brings the same thing over here. Tosis brings something similar from Shabbos. So you have in general, Abaye holds of this concept that everything that's part of a chain is all connected. Right. Okay. Another chain.
And therefore you don't.
Yes. Therefore, Abaye is saying, yeah, whichever one you bring as a carbon, you don't bring any of the other ones with lechem. Amr Abzeira. However, the halacha is like Rava. The halacha is not like Abaye. The halacha is like Rava, as it usually is against Abaye. Okay. Amr Abzeira, v'chein le'inyan chatos. So Abzeira says a similar concept happens as far as a chatos. Again, where we said if a chatos was lost and you substituted it, etc. Kifesh chatos ve'avda. That if you, now again, we're going according to the chachamim over here, that it's only a chatos hamesa if one of them was offered already. But here, none of them were offered yet, let's say. Hifrish chatosei v'avda, person designated an animal for a chatos that got lost. V'hifrish acheres tachtei v'avda, he designated a second one that got lost. V'hifrish acheres tachtei, he designated a third one. V'nimsu were rishonis, and the first two turned up. V'arishlosh and oimnis, and all three of them are standing over there. Same thing. Niskapa were rishonis. So now, if he's niskapa with the first one, shnia tomus, then the second one is going to have to be a chatos hamesa, because he was niskapa with the first one, because now you have chatos shkibru ba'aleh. He was Niskapa, because when do we say it's not? Is when you found the first one before you were Makkah with the second one. He was Makkah with the first one. He was Makkah with the first one. Therefore, he was Goyshah. He found all three of them. You have all three of them standing. But once he's Makkah with the first one, the second one becomes Yidchah. It's now being pushed off from being brought to the carbon, and therefore it becomes a Chatos HaNesah. Shlishis Tira. The third one is left to grade, so there's no connection with the first one. Niskapa b'shlishis, and if he brought the third one as a korban, same thing vice versa. Shnia tomus, the second one is going to have to be a chatas hamesa, because it has a connection with the third one. Rishona tira, the first one, the original one, is going to be left to graze, so it develops a mum. Niskapa b'mthos, shtein yamusu, and here it's a chumra. If he, unlike the previous one with a toda, where it comes out of kula, he doesn't have to bring bread to the two of them. Here, if he brings the middle one, it comes out worse, he has to leave both of them, because it's chatas hamesa, yes. And again, Abaya Omer. Again, Abaya argues with that. I feel in the scapa ba'achas man shtein yimusim. No, whichever one he brings, the other two are going to be chatas hamesis. Kulo chalif and da'adoninu, because each one of them is a substitute for the other. Okay, so the question is, my v'chein, what is Reb Zera informing us by mentioning this din of v'chein? On the face of it, it's obvious. The same principle that applies to Torah applies to chatos, as far as which one is and isn't considered a substitute. No, but why does he need to point it out? The answer is he does, because Mao detainer, because he would think like this. Hossam who de'ikala meymar, because when it comes to todas, you can say that extra ones can be brought, because if de'ikala meymar, ma'ar beba todas, because you can say, as we said at the top of Pei Amar Aleph, that after all, a person could, you could take the view, the person wants to bring extra todas, so therefore, according to Rabbah, or Rava, you can say that if he was master of the first one, for example, then the third one should also come with lechem. So you can say the third one is not at all connected with the first one. Effectively, we can say that he designated the third one as something unconnected to the first one, and they're ma'ariv toidus, and therefore he wants to bring extra toidus and extra bread. Right, but by a chatas, you can't say that with a chatas, because you can't bring extra chatas. You can't bring a chatas to neder. Well, yeah. So therefore, well, because one second. First of all, if a person does different aveiros, they have to bring different chatoris for them anyway. If a person eats chaylev and a person eats dam, or a person breaks Shabbos with various malachas, the hel ha'machad, depending on the situation, he's going to have to bring separate chatoris anyway. But here we're talking about one that was meant to substitute for another because it got lost. So you could argue, therefore, that maybe you're not, why should you say, therefore, that the third one has no connection, why should you say that the third one has less of a connection with the first one? By a toyda, fine, it's easy to say that. That means that we'll be bringing more lachem with it. Very good, we have an extra toyda. But by a chatas, that logic doesn't really apply, because there's no such thing as bringing a chatas with neder and a dabba. So maybe you should argue that even Reb Zera should be saying that all three of them are closely connected, because the second one was only designated because he lost the first one. The third one was only designated because he lost the second one. It's not, there was no thought process over there that I'm designating the third one because you know what, I'll bring an extra chatas. Why not? Because you can't bring an extra chatas. It's a chayda. Unlike a toyda, where the whole thing, where the person can bring a toyda voluntarily. Amalos, you would think maybe not. Maybe Reb Zera would say that the second and third one do have a close connection with the first one, and therefore they're all going to be chatoris amesis, kamash malon, and that's what Reb Zera wants to tell us, the same rules that apply to a toyda apply to a chatos, and therefore that if he was makru the first one, then the third one is roya, and vice versa. Which is in fact the halal. Yeah.